we're going to start with President Trump's speech tonight before a joint session of Congress. This is not a State of the Union address. A new president doesn't do one their first year. But Trump is expected to unveil his plans for building, he hopes, a stronger union. So we begin with a look at what's likely to be the president's centerpiece tonight, a massive increase in military spending, and what that could mean for the State Department.
If the president is looking for a $54 billion boost in defense spending, even if he wiped out the entire State Department, he wouldn't find it.
That's Ambassador Wendy Sherman. She served in many roles at the State Department and was the lead U.S. negotiator on the Iran nuclear deal.
The State Department and USAID budgets altogether are about $50 billion. DOD, the Pentagon, is about $600 billion. Foreign assistance, as it's called, is less than 1% of the entire budget. Most Americans think it's 25% of our GDP, but it's not. It's only 1% of the budget. And it does very important things. It deals with pandemics around the world, and when there are outbreaks of Zika or Ebola, which certainly goes to the security of Americans, it deals with refugees, both resettling them in the United States, but also supporting them abroad so they don't need to come to the United States. When we are in Iraq, when we are in Afghanistan, diplomacy, development, defense have to work as a three-legged stool to achieve the security that Americans want and deserve.
So help us understand what a 30% cut at the State Department would actually look like on the ground. Concretely, what would that mean?
The largest part of the State Department budget goes for assistance to Israel, Egypt, and Jordan. And I don't think and I don't expect that the president is going to cut any of those funds. Then you have counterterrorism funds, which I think will be critical to the president. And then you're left with very, very little in the State Department budget. So things like global health, supporting our military on the ground in places like Afghanistan and Iraq, food security, which is very important to American farmers because we sell a lot of excess farm products abroad as part of our assistance. All of these things may go by the wayside.
Ambassador Sherman, how would you have restructured things? Because it does sound like you think some restructuring and rebudgeting is needed at the State Department.
I wouldn't have reduced the budget, but I probably would have suggested that they actually add an Office of Innovation and Technology because the State Department does need to up its game in a world that's going to be all about technology in the future. We certainly need modernization, including modernization of our nuclear capabilities, not an increase in our nuclear weapons, but a modernization. So we know that there are things that we need to do to have a strong defense, but that should not come at the expense of the very small amount in development and diplomacy, which, as I said, are the three legs of the stool that's necessary to promote our national security interests.
Ambassador Sherman, you were sitting across the table from Iranian negotiators for several years on the nuclear deal. You had a sizable staff with you. If Trump were to say something like, well, you didn't need all those people, how would you justify that team?
Well, I would say that team was extraordinary. These are people who work day in, day out on their issues. These were legal advisors who carry a very broad portfolio. The Iran negotiation was just part of their portfolio. Quite frankly, it was only part of my portfolio. I was responsible for every single region and all international organizations throughout the world. So we all are able to walk and chew gum at the same time. There were nuclear experts who also have a day job looking after a whole bunch of other issues at the same time. So these are people who are largely career professionals. They do a specific negotiation while at the same time doing their day jobs.
Ambassador, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Ambassador Wendy Sherman has served in several senior roles at the State Department, including lead U.S. negotiator on the Iran nuclear deal.